Foreword. In Shahadat al-Quran, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam addresses a number of fundamental questions raised by a gentleman named Atta Muhammad concerning the advent of the promised Messiah in Islam. These questions include, if the promised Messiah's advent is prophesied only in the Hadith, are such ahadith reliable? Does the Holy Quran speak of the promised Messiah's advent? Assuming the prophecies are true, what proof is there that they were fulfilled in the person of Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam? In dealing with these questions, the author first clarifies the lofty status of the hadith and emphasizes their importance as a fundamental source of Islamic history, the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and knowledge regarding Islamic worship and commandments. He concludes, it is necessary to accept what is stated in the hadith unless the Quran contradicts it in clear and explicit terms. With regard to the prophecies relating to the promised Messiah, the author asserts that the strength and continuity of narration of the ahadith on this subject, as well as the multiplicity of Islamic books which record it, leave no doubt concerning their authenticity. Turning to the Holy Quran, the author demonstrates that several prophecies contained in its verses regarding the latter days have come to pass. It follows then that the intertwined prophecies concerning the Messiah should also be fulfilled. The very fact that the author is the only such claimant upon the fulfillment of the prophecies of the latter days stands as a testimony to his truthfulness. Moreover, he argues that he is supported by signs of God in the way all prophets had been supported before him. He invites Atta Muhammad to ask that a sign be manifested about him. The latter, however, chose not to pursue this matter any further. A study of this book will be certainly beneficial to those who want to understand the truthfulness of the promised Messiah according to the Holy Quran and Hadith. Al-Hajj Muniruddin Shams, Additional Wakil al-Tasnif, London, July 2021.